Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brandon Marshall plays for the Giants now. He's from Larimer Ave, a guy who's had his struggles for sure. So he's playing in Johnny Damon's celebrity golf tournament yesterday. So he sits down. He's going to do an interview with WEEI in Boston on Kirk and Callahan's show. So he's up there, and they bill it as, well, you know, we want to catch up with the news of the day, is what they told him, the current news going on. And it ends up being some sabotage radio. Give a listen to what happened to Brandon Marshall yesterday on a radio show in Boston.
I'm not getting into the race car for you guys. So if that's what you guys want to do, then you can go there. But black guys in America get treated differently, period.
Sure, but do you think the professional athletes get treated differently? Like when they hand suspensions, they look at it and say, well, this guy's black and this guy's white. I mean,
we done with this interview? Can I get off of this interview?
You can't.
All right, I'm done with you guys.
That's it? You sure?
I'm positive.
Why?
Because
you just have some stories.
Come on, man. You're going back to a year ago, brother.
That's part of the
thing. You guys made news now. You got Brandon Marshall to say black guys get treated differently. And I'm going to drop the mic on you guys.
And luck is not the word I want to use, but if you had been accused, and what you've been accused of in the past.
Oh, all right, man. I'm done with you guys. Bye.
Okay.
All right, so Brandon Marshall walks off there. So they wanted to get into the race card with him, and he says, I'm not getting in the race card with you guys, so if that's what you want to do, you can go there, but black guys in America get treated differently, period. So I'll just say that. Black guys in America get treated differently. And so they started to veer into race in comments he made in 2015 about how they get treated differently, black guys, black football players as opposed to white football players. Then they got into a domestic situation that he got into in 2008, which is 9 years ago, I guess, that he ended up getting acquitted of in 2008, they get into. But they build it as, hey, sit down, let's talk about what's going on.
Catch up, have fun.
Yeah, let's do that.
It's ridiculous.
Kirk and Callahan show, WEEI. Isn't this example number one? Prime example, I should say, as to why athletes hate the media. Some athletes can't stand the media and they don't trust them. Because these guys, Jeff, this is classic passive-aggressive tough guy stuff that I feel bad for Brandon Marshall.
Yeah, you have to read the room. I mean, you're not sitting down doing an investigative piece. You're at a golf outing, which are normally fun interviews. Hey, how about the season? Tell some funny stories. You know, you're not out there to win a Pulitzer. Not that there aren't times to ask those questions, but that isn't the time.
Isn't it?
And we've all been out at events where we're asking guys to come over during the event. They don't want to take time, but a lot of them will. And if you have fun with them and you do it, they'll do it again. But if you do stuff like this, it does. It looks bad for all of us.
During the Deflategate stuff, Marshall was on Inside the NFL, which is investigative by nature, a little deeper by nature. He said that many players in the league believe white and black players are disciplined differently by the league. And so that's where those guys, after they bantered around a little bit, that's where they went with it. But it was cleared beforehand that they really weren't going to get in anything real testy, you know? He didn't want to go there. He didn't. He didn't want to go there with it. And then it got into the domestic stuff.
It was a game plan. They lured him in. They tried to make him look bad. And then after that, it's just good radio for them, by the hosts. It was just a selfish, selfish play.
And the other part of it is, and I'm just going to be real for a minute. In no other realm in those guys' lives, Kirk and Callahan, like other than the safety of their radio show, at a golf course in front of all those people, would they say things like that to Brandon Marshall? You know, I mean, that from just a being real, just a man standpoint, is that's how I feel about stuff. Don't say something to somebody when you have the safety nets up that you just wouldn't otherwise say. And that's what it is for me.
It's 100%.
It's just so cowardice. Right. You know? It's so cheap. It's just being cowards. I think those guys are cowards. Both of those guys.
But they think they're tough guys.
Oh,
of course they do.
Yeah.
You know, they cause problems all the time, those guys do. But that's just, like me, I pride myself, and I whatever I say in this microphone, I'd say right if the person was sitting here. If we were off air, if we were walking down the street somewhere. And I don't feel like those guys would do the same thing.
The other thing that to consider here is the city that we're talking about.
Right.
I mean, Boston, rightly or wrongly, is known for not being the fairest city in the United States.
Well, we can pinpoint it to two people, and they had a microphone yesterday or the other day, and that's exactly what they were trying to do. Make them look bad. Like you said, you read the room. It's a golf tournament. It's a charity event. I'm hanging out here. Yeah, I'll sit down, shoot it with you guys, and you're going to go in there.
And then at the very end, real smart athlete, they say, I hope you find the fairway. You know, like, they had just had a game plan the whole time. And I hope we never devolve into, you know, that as a radio show.
I don't think that's
I don't think we ever would. You know, does it get testy? Do you have contentious moments sometimes with interviewers because you got to ask, or with interview subjects because you got to ask tough questions? Absolutely. But you don't sabotage them.
But those people know
or
that
ambush
that's coming,
them, I should say,
when they're coming on.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.